This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, I'm calling in with a story. It's a little story that happened to me in my grandmother's house years ago. Now, my grandmother's house is pretty old, and there's a woman that died in there before she moved in, and she died in the house, and she used to say that if there was kids in the house, she would turn over in her grave. And ever since my grandmother's lived in the house, people have experienced things. Now, this is one time whenever myself and four of my cousins were sitting in my grandmother's front room watching TV. Now, all the lights in the house were off except for the bathroom light, which was directly behind us, and the porch light. It's the only lights that were on. We were sitting in there watching, I can't remember what it was called. It was like People Under the Stairs or something like that. But it was a scary movie. We were sitting there watching it, and my grandmother's front door, it's a heavy wooden door, and she's got a heavy screen door on the other side of it, and it's like there's like a 3-inch gap between the two doors. Now, her screen door wouldn't latch, so she had my uncle build a latch on there, that little hook latch, that way it would stay closed. Now, that was latched, and the front door was shut and locked, and the light was on the front porch. Her front door had a big window on it, so you could see outside. Now, we were sitting there watching the movie, of course, getting freaked out, and all of a sudden, there was a quick, like, knock, 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 knock on the door, and three of the five of us looked up real quick, and we seen what it looked like an extremely long arm with probably a child-sized fist knock on the window really quick, and it just pulled down really quick. Now, the other two didn't see it, but they heard it, so we all five heard it, just three of us seen it. Now, of course, we all got freaked out because the only way you can knock on that window is if you somehow get the screen door open without breaking the latch my uncle put on there. Knock on the door really quick, pull your arm down, put the door back with no damage at all, which is impossible because we've tried that a few times, and it's hard to pull that screen door open because my uncle, he built that latch pretty good. And the only other thing that could have happened is if somebody knocked on it from the dining room, which is impossible because there's light coming in from the front porch, and you could see partially in the dining room, so the dining room was still partially lit. There was nobody in there. We all looked at each other, myself and the other boy that was in the group of us five, got up, walked toward the kitchen, because there was a big kitchen window. We looked out of it, didn't see anything. He walked to the door and looked out of the glass, didn't see anything. He seen that the latch was still on the door. And we didn't hear the gate open or close because she had a metal gate, and wherever you opened it, you could hear the latch pull up or put it back down, and it would creak really loud. Even if you were in the front room, you could hear it. We didn't hear that. And we looked at each other, and we were thinking about opening the door, you know, maybe go out there and see if somehow magically somebody was able to get between that door, which is like 3-inch gap, which is impossible, and knock on that window of the door. We were at the door thinking about it, and my other cousin, she hollered, "Don't open the door. Don't you know if somebody knocks on the door and there's nobody there, that's death knocking on your door wanting in." We looked at each other. We had second thoughts. We went back into the front room, sat down, turned off the movie, and put on, I believe it was Rugrats on Nickelodeon, because that's one thing I do. If I get freaked out, I got to play cartoons or play a comedy. And the other odd thing is my grandmother, she's got two pugs. They bark at everything. They were sitting with us in the front room where we were watching the movie. They heard it too. They barked. Then they laid their head down and started whining, and they would not move out of their spot, which is odd because they would run toward whatever it was and start barking. But they were freaked out. But that's my story. about some kind of, I call it an alien arm, because it was an extremely long arm with a small fist knocked on that glass. Sorry this was such a long story, but I've got plenty more to tell. I love your guys' podcast. I got listening to you guys from listening to Two Girls, One Ghost, and I listened to just about every single one of your guys' episodes. And just, yeah, keep up the great work. Love listening to you guys. Have a great day.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.